Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Remain standing just a minute, a few minutes. Thank you, Brother Colin, for just playing softly over there this morning. Lord, you're worthy. You're so worthy, worthy, Lord. You are worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Worthy, Lord. You are. I thought about it this morning, and my conclusion is you're worthy. Worthy. You're worthy. Worthy, Jesus. Yes, you are. Anybody know he's worthy? Whoa, worthy. Worthy, Jesus. Worthy. Yes, you are. Worthy. I'm going to move on, but I wonder, do I have 2-3 witnesses in here that the Lord is? Angelica, I found out that he worthy. Sister Sheila, I found that he worthy. Minister Tammy, he told me that he worthy. He worthy. Good God Almighty, my God, you're worthy. Vicky, he told me he's worthy. He's worthy. You may be seated in his presence. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother John, he was it this morning. He was it this morning. I'm sorry, but he was it. I'm not going to subscribe to a particular script this morning. He was it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. He didn't give me much. He may download along the way, but he didn't give me much as it relates to a sermon today. But we'll see as I open up the word and see what the Lord gives unto us again along the way. Praise the name of Jesus. And we'll just minister the word and then prayerfully minister to some folk. Amen. I'm just going to speak life. I'm going to speak life into some people today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know, the Lord has shown me over the years, and especially as of late, it isn't even how you feel. You may not feel anything. praise God. But we don't walk by feeling. We walk by faith and not by sight. So if I say I'm going to impart some life into you, just receive it. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. By faith this morning. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says the power of life and death are in the tongue. We can speak life and restoration. Amen. Jesus said, these words that I speak unto you, John 6:63, they are spirit and they are life. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. We thank God for the prayer that has gone forth here today here in this place. Praise his holy name. And prayers heretofore. Scripture, we thank God for my wife presiding and doing a wonderful job. And Ministers Jock and Debbie as they ministered in the flag ministry. And you know, I didn't know I prayed for them a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, and prayed about a ministry. I didn't know what kind of ministry they had, but that's just what came to mind. That's a blessed ministry. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sister Bernice and her reading. Praise God. And of course, the praise team. Hallelujah. And Vanessa and Lottie. And once you start, you better get them all, Pastor Mike and Naomi. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I became really excited when they started to sing Promises. And the reason, they pulled out some Maverick City. That's who. But, you know, I was intimating to Sister Angelica. I said, you know, if the Lord gives me a song, I'll give it to you and then see what you can do with it. If the Lord leads you, go ahead and try to do something with it. And she was open to it. And that was one of the songs. I never talked to them about it. God had worked it out. Amen. They came up with it on their own, or the Lord led them. So I was excited to hear that this morning. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has it all in control this morning. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. We give honor to the pastors this morning. Pastor Eric and Pastor Linda and Pastor Michael. I know he, you know, putting them out there on the offering. But when you pastored a smaller church, let's just say it that way, when we pastored, and we both have, you have to be prepared to do anything and everything. Amen. He did it in an adroit way. Amen. Praise God. Let's look at the scripture this morning. Scriptures in Matthew 28, verse 1 through 6 will be our first scripture reading. You know, God is good because I understand that the visiting pastor took ill, and Pastor Linda asked me a few weeks ago if I would share. And that particular morning, the Lord had laid a particular scripture on my heart. I told her, I said, I knew you were going to ask me to do something. I just didn't know what was going to be to preach. Thought it might be praying. But again, the Lord has it in control. Amen. Matthew 21 through 6. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He's not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Then 1 John 5:12. I try to keep it to 10 verses. Amen. No more. Amen. 1 John 5, and even if it's an aggregate of scripture, in other words, we're just putting them together. I usually don't do more than 10, but 1 John 5 and 12, he that have the Son have life, and he that have not the Son of God have not life. Finally, 1 Corinthians 15. And just verse 45. And note how this is written. And it says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit or a life-giving spirit. I want to talk a few minutes about brand new life. Amen. Praise God. I believe that's what Resurrection Sunday is all about. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rising, if you will, from the grave, to give unto us brand new life. Say, yeah. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Praise his holy name. Good God Almighty. Wonder, is there anybody here who has, who know that you have brand new life? Good God Almighty. I know some of y'all be really excited and exuberant if you won the lottery. $10 million or something like that. Hit the jackpot. Yeah. But I get even more excited when I recognize and realize that I have brand new life. Say yes. My God, I'm going to live, my God, woo, forever. Good God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even when the body stops functioning, my soul is going to keep on living. I have brand new life in Jesus. You know, we get excited about material things and what that money, if we got it, could purchase us. Brand new house and a new car, but I'm told, and we don't hear about it anymore, but I'm told through scripture that I got a mansion. Good God Almighty. Woo! I know we don't talk about it anymore, but I have a mansion awaiting me. Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I go, you may be there also. And if I go, I'll come again to receive you unto myself. So you can have this old temporary mansion or house that money can buy. Then they get excited about the neighborhood, but they tell me we gonna walk streets. Glory to God. Paved with gold. My God, help me somebody. Now how you gonna improve upon that? I'm so glad this morning that I have brand new life. Even Jesus, I believe, experienced brand new life. He had never died. My God. He didn't need to be resurrected. He'd always been.
Hallelujah. That's right.
But he chose to die for you and me. got up from the grave as the resurrected Savior walking in. Brandon. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Brand new life. He didn't have a piercing in the side when he came. Hallelujah. But the wounds, the Bible said, we're still going to see when we get to heaven. Brand new life. Say, yeah, good God Almighty, if you understand what I'm disseminating or sharing today, in the name of Jesus, he's purchased and procured for us. Brand new life. So in Matthew, praise his holy name. Mary and Mary go to the tomb early in the morning. Thus the sunrise service. You know, we're just honoring the tradition early in the morning. Praise his holy name. Mary and Mary go to the tomb. But an angel's there. Praise God. They go to anoint his body, but he's not there. The angel say he's risen just as he said. And bless me, because in significant moments in biblical history, epic moments, angels appear. And you know, I thought about this thing. It may not have inspired them as much or been as believable to them, Mary and Mary, had a person told them. So God sent an angel. Bible says garment was white, praise God, and he was radiant. God was saying to them, this isn't natural. This is a supernatural thing. And I want to tell you, he's not here. My God Almighty. He's risen just as he said. This Jesus, my God, whom was crucified, he's not here, but he's risen as he said. He told you. He would get up from the grave, say yeah, with all power in his hand. And thus he did, praise God. Yeah, they nailed nails in his hands, or nail in his wrist, and nails above his feet. And yes, they pierced him in his side, and yes, he hung his head, and yes, he died. But early Sunday morning, with God Almighty. He got up. Aren't you glad this morning that he got up?
Thank you, Jesus.
The angel said, he's not here, but he's risen, just as he told you. And aren't you glad that God even involves angels in the salvation plan? I'm so glad that I've got angels watching over me. The Bible says that God sends forth angels to minister to those of us who are heirs of salvation. Peter says that angels like to look on things that pertain to salvation. I'm so glad that I'm not in this thing all by myself. I have angels walking by my side. Yes. And when an accident sometimes comes to try to take my life, God dispatches an angel to steer the wheel clear of a catastrophe. Aren't you glad? When a heart attack tries to sneak up on me as I lie there at night, I believe God sends an angel sometimes to fight off the heart attack. And that's all a part of having brand new life. Aren't you glad that brand new life brings with it angelic assistance. Good God Almighty. Sometimes you're still alive only because an angel was watching over you. Sometimes the thing didn't kill you because an angel was fighting with you and for you. I'm so glad. Ooh, that the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him to deliver them. Aren't you so glad this morning that angels can deliver you at the word of God? My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Bible says in the book of Job that the angels shouted for joy at the original creation, about Job chapter 38. But I thought about if they shouted for joy in the initial or the original creation, what they doing in the recreation, in the brand new creation? I believe heaven is happy when folk receive brand new life. Amen. Amen. I'm going to move on. My God, my God, my God. Excuse me while I celebrate brand new life. Woo! Hallelujah. Let me move because that's the introduction. Let me get out of this thing. In the name of Jesus. So somebody alluded to it today that what is it about? What is Resurrection Sunday about? And I said it's about brand new life, but it's about commemoration, remembering, and always focusing on the fact that Jesus rose. But it's also about, to me, it's about an invitation. We ought to tell folk that they can have brand new life. And then finally, it is about a celebration, not the cool in the game type celebration, but, you know, it's a celebration of the life that Jesus has given unto us. Praise his holy name. And so in Matthew chapter 28, we commemorate the fact that Jesus got up from the grave with all power in his hand. Praise God. Muhammad didn't do it. Buddha didn't do it. But Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, rose from the grave. And that proved emphatically that he was the Son of the living God. No doubt about it, unequivocally, that he is the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And we ought to always commemorate that. Praise God. So that's about commemoration, but even with regard to an invitation. John says he, 1 John said, he that have the Son of God have life. But he that have not the Son have not the life. And so if people do not have Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, they do not have the life. But the good news is they can have new life, my God, in Jesus Christ. That's what you ought to be telling your friends when they come to you, melancholy, morose, downtrodden, despondent, not knowing what to do. Tell them there's brand new life. My God. In Jesus Christ. He rose from the grave. He has all power in his hand. But he offers you brand new life. I know you're going through something this morning. I know you're going through something today, but I'm so glad that Jesus offers brand new life. He said, go ye into the highways. See, it's incumbent upon us to share this thing with other folk. Were it not, he wouldn't have told us to. Go ye into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come that my house might be filled. We ought to tell the drug addict, my God, that's brand new life in Jesus. Oh, my God. We ought to tell the vagabond. Woo, that there's brand new life in Jesus. We ought to tell the politicians that they can find new life in Jesus Christ. And some of us need to tell mama, oh God, this is when I get in trouble. And some of us need to tell daddy. And some of us need to tell brother and sister. God, woo! Great God Almighty. Oh, Lord, 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 that you can find brand new life in Jesus. I know you're doing well, but can't nobody do you like Jesus? He'll turn your whole life around. Is there anybody here that knows that he'll turn? Oh, God, help me somebody. I might as well preach it like I feel it. Brand new life. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Mama, I love you, but you need new life. Daddy, I love you. I told him the other day, but you need new life. My brother, I love you, but you need brand new life. And it can only be found in Jesus. Even if they do surgery on your physical body, you'll still be missing something on the inside. You need something to change you from the inside out. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, help me. I'm about, I wonder sometimes about folk who won't witness. This is how I get in trouble. Wonder, have they really experienced brand new life? Because if you've experienced brand new life in Jesus, you're going to share it with somebody else. Said I wasn't gonna tell anybody, but I just couldn't keep it to myself. I see them struggling. I see them going through. I see them hurting. And I'm gonna throw out the lifeline and tell them Jesus can change your very life. Thank God for education. Thank God for scientific discovery. But can't nobody change you like God. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Woo! Great God Almighty. Great God Almighty. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm trying to compose myself because he's good and he's worthy to be praised. Old folk used to say, and I'm going to say it again, he'll put running in your feet. He'll put clapping in your hands. He'll put joy in your soul when you have brand. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I thought about that literally. I took some medicine. I was told I'm going to the doctor a few months ago. They sent me to the doctor, and I decided to take that medicine that they prescribed. And my hand grew about twice the size in a week. My right hand was swollen. I couldn't use it for anything. I'm walking around like this, kind of hiding my hands. Hallelujah. And like, please don't shake my, please. Please don't shake that hand, because it was excruciating. Oh, but new life start flowing through my hand, and the hand started healing because new life was within me. Won't he touch your hands? And then every now and then my ankle will start to swell. But I didn't go to the doctor, say yeah, because I had new life flowing in me. I just kept on faking it till I could make it. Like the pastor said, you just got to walk on out there by faith anyway and praise his holy name. Oh, the new life got in my feet and my feet were healed because I have brand new life. Wonder, has he ever touched you with brand new life? Touch your hands, touch your feet. I'm so glad that he touched all over me. Good God Almighty. They say, I got a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, open prison doors, set the captive free. I have a river of life flowing out of me. Yeah, make me dance when ain't no music playing. Make me walk. Make me run when ain't nobody chasing me. Good God Almighty. Woo! Woo! Good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all gonna talk about me anyway. I'm gonna give you something to talk about. Brand new life. Yes. Good God Almighty. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise his name. See, you don't know like I know what he's done for me. I should be dead and lying in my grave. But he made every enemy, everyone behave. And so I'm going to praise him for brand new life. I got a roof over my head. I've got a car I can drive. I got a job to which to go. And that's all because he's given me brand new life. Say yeah. And I feel all right this morning. Ain't no pain in my body. He healed me when I was sick. Delivered me when I was bound. Brand new life. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Y'all blame Pastor Linda. Amen. Y'all quiescent. Y'all quiescent folk. Quiet folk. Y'all blame Pastor Linda. Just a few more minutes and I'm finished. Praise his holy name. Good God Almighty. But I'm so glad that he's given unto me brand new life. And it's available. We need to tell them by way of invitation that it's available to them as well. Now, this is the thing before I move to the last point. If it's not working for you, how you gonna sell it to somebody else? If they don't see any joy in you, great God of mine. They don't see any peace in you. I'll even come another level. If they don't see any power in you, how are you going to sell them on something that's not working for you? Now, Brother John's here. I think he's still here. He's here, and he was with us in the early stages of the church, and he's also a first cousin. But he wouldn't be nowhere near a church that I was speaking in if I didn't try to live something in front of him. But he's seen God move in a mighty way. And he knows it's because he's given me, woo, brand new life. We ought to tell folk, hallelujah, praise God. He's greater than Tupac. Hallelujah. I know some of y'all think he's still alive, but I'm telling you, Jesus is greater than Tupac. Good God Almighty. Greater than Beyonce, oh Lord, sacred cow there. Greater than Jay-Z. Hallelujah. They might make you feel a little good during this life, but I'm so glad that Jesus affords us brand new life. Brother Eric said last week, he's a man in the middle. He's a go-between, both God and man. Hey, and he affords us. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Woo! Brand new life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you just have to tell folk, excuse me. I know you don't get it. You may not agree, but I'm praising him for what he's done for me. He's given me. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Brand new life. Think of the sister that talks about getting a house she can stay in. Car she can drive. If she didn't know the Lord, she might not have that stuff. But he allows and affords brand new life. So the final scripture says that the last Adam, the first Adam was a living soul, but the last Adam was a quickening or a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah. He'll give you life. It's not just, oh my God, about religion. It's not just about quoting scripture. It's not just about attending church. But God will give you brand new life through Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that I have the life of God flowing out of me. I'm so glad that he's given me new life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. New life in Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that he's saying, Antoine alluded to it last week, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Brand, great God, I'm doing everything I can not to run. Brand, good God Almighty. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, 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 brand new life. Hallelujah. And as I finished, I was thinking about Isaiah that said, they that wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up on wings of eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Won't he give you brand new life?
won't even store what the enemy has taken. I'm so glad that he restores unto me the joy of my salvation. He walks.
I'm finished.
Woo! 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. And the joy that I share with him, the joy we share when we tarry right there, none of us has ever known. Brand new life in your heart, new life in your soul, new life in your mind. I wonder, do you have brand new life? If so, give them a praise. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. The song said, God, not dead. He's yet alive. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say yeah. If you understand what I'm talking about, somebody needs to shout super natural. Great God of mighty, God has come today to put some super on your natural and give you brand new life. Great God of mighty. Good God Almighty, Jesus. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Great God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's acquainted with our griefs and our sorrows. My wife read that scripture. And I love the last two sermons because I think they was making were making a transition to this one today. God has it all in control. Say yeah. If you understand what I'm talking about, I dare somebody, just stand to your feet. Everybody doesn't have to, but if you know that you've experienced brand new life, give them a praise by the clapping of your hands this morning. Thank you, Lord. See, you shedding some stuff. You shedding some stuff. See, when the eagle goes up, and it starts to fly high. Oftentimes it's got to shed the old stuff so it can go to another level. And God said, you shedding some stuff. Even this morning, the old has passed away. And behold, all things are becoming new. I wonder today, are you willing to walk in the newness? You may be seated if you can. My God. God, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. I might shout it, but it's the scripture the same. Whether it's said quietly or loudly, as long as it's the word, it's all right in Jesus' name. We talked about how on Bible study on Mondays that sometimes the word will explode in certain folk. That's just the way he uses me. I can listen to people speak silent, quietly as well. But the bottom line is it touching your spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is it getting beneath the surface? Oh, is it stirring something in your spirit so you can walk in the newness? Great God Almighty. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. If you want, you can get rid of some layers today. You can shed some of that stuff. Praise God, that's been holding you down. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I thought about this and then I'm going to pray. I thought about how, you know, when I'm working sometime and doing some kind of manual chores, if you will. As I start to work, as I begin to work, I might have on a jacket. But the more I work, the more I feel the need to get rid of that jacket. And then I might have a sweater and then I'm ready to get rid of the sweater. And I found that I'm more a droid, if you will, when I have fewer layers on. Because the layers, though it might be subtle, hold me back just a little bit. But the more I can take off layers, the freer I become to do the task. Praise his holy name. Somebody needs to shed some layers. Good God Almighty. This morning. So yes, it's about Jesus and him getting up from the grave. But why did he do that? So that we could have new life in him. So we could receive brand new life. The life of God in our souls. And live forever. Praise his holy name. God told me not too long ago, it's about life. It's not about religion. It's about imparting life. He even says, and I've heard it alluded to here, that you need to choose life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So stand to your feet. Praise his holy name. And I'm going to close out in prayer. Praise his holy name. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Before I pray for folk, if you're here and don't know Jesus, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm not going to assume that you do. He might be convicting you today. The Holy Spirit might be drawing you today. Praise his name. Okay, all right. So I'm gonna wait till I get outside to run. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. And y'all say, well, why he so enamored with running? Think about Elijah. Say he outran. Good God Almighty. Ahab's chariot. Sister Sheila and I, we had some fun with that one. Praise God. Because that was the king's chariot. And you know it was fast. Praise God, the horses were the best. But the anointing came on Elijah so strong that he outran the king's chariot. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you're here though and don't know Jesus, praise his name. You have not experienced this brand new life that I've been talking about. And the Holy Spirit is drawing you or dealing with you or something is dealing with you. You might not even know to call it the Holy Spirit. Just slip up your hand and say, Pastor Tony, pray for me. Hallelujah. I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I have this brand new life. Amen. Praise God. If that's you, Pastor Tony, pray for me. I'm not sure. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Slip up your hand. I'm not sure I'm born again. I have to extend that invitation in the name of Jesus. Okay, the call has been given. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody here might say, I wandered away from God. Praise God. I want to be closer to God. If that's you, you just slip up your hand and say, Pastor Tony, pray for me. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. You want to experience, my God, I sense the Holy Ghost. Brand new life. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask Brother John if you would just come to the front at this time in Jesus' mighty name. As I ministered this morning in the name of Jesus. You know, oftentimes God put people on.